This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? I am your host, Mike Feeney. Be enjoyed with me as always.
Brendan Sagalow, as well as
Michael Shane Cannon.
And this is Here's the Scenario. This is our podcast, hypothetical-based podcast, where you send us the questions, we give you the answers, and then meander and get sidetracked for a long time.
Yep. Quite a bit of debate.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of infighting.
Yeah.
A lot of personally revelatory stories.
And we're giving you the gift of not having any guests this
yes.
This gift.
Yeah. Too many mics, too many people.
Pure uncut us.
Yeah.
Well, according to a lot of the commenters, it's too many mics every episode.
Yeah, they like it. They like when it's just us three.
They like some of us.
We are.
Didn't even get joke.
No, yeah. I did that last episode, too, where I got that Zip Zap Zoop thing. I got it way late, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's so funny. And everybody had already moved on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, let's live in it.
The point acknowledgement was great, though. I love the...
Yeah. You gotta give... Part of laughing with a friend is acknowledgement.
That
so
is the
you have to give it.
That's the comedy equivalent of throwing like a full court dime to somebody for a streaking layup, but then they're also running back and you have to get back on defense. But it's the nice little. It was good.
Yeah, and the pretending like that wasn't, like I said that about your basketball videos, like pretending that it wasn't the coolest thing you've ever done. Just being like,
yeah,
I'm back on defense.
Yeah, that is very cool.
That's like, you know,
I have years of that's built in to me.
But that's
to walk it off.
It's the same thing.
Nothing.
That's why I love all home run, like when someone
bat
like
flips.
Well, it's just not just bat flips though, because you do have that's its own category, right? Is the bat flip and the fucking posterizing and the like, let's go, all that thing. But I also just love the person who fucking hits it 450 feet, glances at it, and then just runs around the bases like,
yeah,
no, that is not special to me. You know, like, that actually, those understated ones, like, I love when people get, like, loud, and, like, I would love if after every pitcher, every someone they struck some out, they're, like, screaming.
Yeah.
That's, like, my favorite, you know, the personality in the game. But there is something so fucking badass about somebody who just hits a 455-foot home run and then just acts as if that couldn't be more normal and less difficult to
do. I think the most fired up I'm sure I've gotten more fired up, but most fired up from a home run that didn't involve a team I was rooting for is that Bryce Harper World Series home run where he just fucking pulls it all the way into the second deck, but he is absolutely blaring around the bases.
Yeah.
Like he's running full fucking speed. It's like hair is in the back like a ponytail. It's not, and he's just like, ah! And for some reason, when I watch that, I'm not a Phillies fan. I don't care for that city. But no, but I just like, that is just one of those like, fuck, man. It just,
yeah, I very much love the running and screaming. If you do something and you like, and it's really important and you did it, and I'm all for running back to the other end of the court going, yes!
That's what comedy is missing.
Yeah.
Comedy is missing.
Touchdown celebrations.
Punchline
celebrations. Yeah.
Like an area of sincere energy exhaust. Like
you have to do it inside of you. So you get like a big laugh on something and it's like, it feels so good. You have to be like, but inside you're going, that's right.
You're kind of like doling out your drugs. You're kind of just like allowing that self-satisfaction to slow drip inside of you as opposed to the one cum shot of fucking jubilation.
Nicole, if you can find, which should be very easy to find, the Jose Bautista, just type in Jose Bautista bat flip, because this was this is like the one where they were in Toronto. And again, this is like a main competition, like one of the nemesis of the Yankees, but it's objectively probably the best bat flip in history, where right. it's in Toronto.
That new guy is giving him a run for his money, though. What, the guy on the Nationals? He's like a rookie.
Lane Thomas is a guy.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. He's just like real flashy, brand new. He more or less like runs to the base holding his nuts. But there's a fucking male.
But there's like, so this is in Canada, which is like, you know, they only have one sports team. So unlike New York, like, we're divided and we root for multiple things. Like, this entire country roots for this. And then this is the go ahead 3-run home run in the ALDS. And it's just, listen to the sound of the crowd. Cause it's like there, it's nationalistic. This is
That's awesome.
This is not just Texas, Toronto. This is America. Canada, right, you know?
Right, and right. This is before Drake.
Yeah.
So was it?
This is truly all they have.
And then
wow.
Listen to the sound of
that. Bam.
And then the camera shaking, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And that's... him act. Now watch this flip, though. Boom, and
holy
then...
holy shit.
Where's it?
Yeah, of course. Dude, that's great.
Threw it away. That's, I mean, this just flip fucking... just... and it, bam! See ya. And they've made t-shirts of the flip of that bat, like, in the air. It, people wow. going crazy.
It must have taken yes. actual, like, self-control for him not to take his cock out in that moment. Like, to not just, like, fully just react and
have
such
a mental
psychosis.
Break.
Yeah, dude, just go
just
right into the caveman shit where you're
yeah.
like,
yeah! Just look at my fucking dick, you idiot.
It's probably inside of him in that moment.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah. But a lot of these guys, too, like, you know, when it's cocky and you're like, don't fucking showboat, it's like... it's so rare that they're because they're young kids, dude.
It's
in like
a rare condition
in this day and age
to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition and the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic crew inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is a time of free.
Oh, man.
Real love bursting out.
Days go by.
It's the bigger love in the family.
Bro, is there a better opening theme song to like?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I will never.
That
this episode
is Nicole. That is the greatest thing that you've done on that side of the screen.
Damn,
I mean,
dude.
That is.
Brendan was co-signing.
I was into it. I was really into it because there's
so funny
that guy.
Brendan and I are going to start a singing cast.
Yes, yeah,
you already have. It's this.
Not enough. That guy wrote a ton of.
Yeah, I mean, if you sang Full House, the exact tempo and new,
it's the same
song.
Yeah.
So we got questions here from our Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod. This one comes from Evan Bunn. Return a kickoff for the NFL, no waving, you got to run it down the field, or take a fastball hit anywhere on your body from an MLB pitcher. Now, I don't understand this because running a kickoff would be amazing. I'm wearing padding.
So fun,
it's like,
yeah.
I'm going to get trucked, but like if I'm catching it in the end zone and running it out, at least I can anticipate when I'm going. I mean, getting hit with a fastball, I guess you could just say I'll get hit in the ass, but you're like, that's never, at 0 point in getting hit with a fastball, is it fun? At least with the football, you're like, I caught it. Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. And then you get trucked.
The fastball's over before you know it. Whereas when you're running, you're literally running into like a wall of spikes.
It's just.
I'll slide down.
You will not and you'll die. Here's the thing, dude. Kickoff is literally. I mean, punt return is probably even worse, but
punt
kickoff
is way worse.
Kickoff is truly like Braveheart. Like it's a line of warriors running and breaching your defenses while you have the golden egg.
Yeah.
You have to run it up. Dude, I saw.
I'm not saying I would score.
No, you wouldn't last for one and a half seconds.
I'll get to the 26, just enough to where it wouldn't be worth it.
Not only, here's the thing. Even if you saw it coming,
fast.
It would be like seeing a GMC Suburban heading directly.
Oh my
for you.
God.
There's, you're fucking out of your mind.
You
my friend yeah. Rob, who still to this day is one of the best athletes I've ever seen in any, like in any sport. We were playing Nyack High School, and I will never forget this noise, because we were like the first play of the game, we throw an interception, they run it back for a touchdown. I think the second play of the game, we threw an interception, they ran back for a touchdown. They were just like our rivals to just us and running over us completely. And so in a completely even more demoralizing thing, I think it, like, we caught the kickoff. I think it was halftime. We're like trying to come back and, you know, score at all. And my friend Rob, again, super athletic, super fast, brought the kickoff back right to the 10. And I've never like the sound of
the plastic,
the whole, like, whoa, 600 people outside in this fucking place just being like, ooh, at the same time. And I remember my friend Rob like running, like jogging off, to his credit, like a car accident.
Yeah.
Whoa. But his eyes looking like the cat clock, like just going back and forth. And he had no stability or ability continue to play. I'm pretty sure he kept playing.
Yeah.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah. So you would not. I'll take a fastball to the temple first. Yeah.
No, are you allowed to jump over? This is a stupid question.
You don't want to jumping like in 99 out of 100 times, trying to jump over guys is how everyone like dies. Spin. Because like they catch their foot and then they go cartwheeling. Oof. And land, yeah, on their neck.
You lose all stability and all ability to brace your body against somebody, right, else's, and you're more or less putting yourself up like a pinata.
Here's what I do. My goal is to get to the 26. When I'm running it out, I might try one dodge, but immediately afterwards I'm doing the quarterback slide. I'm just sliding down.
Dude, but here's why. Okay, scientifically, this is why we're wrong for even entertaining this. A baseball, you're standing still. It's a small thing. It's hitting on a part of your body. That area is going to hurt for a while.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying it's going to be easy.
Right.
What you're doing with pads, without, you could be wearing a fucking memory foam mattress and it would not matter. If you are running your full speed and super fucking athletes are just like straight up just like, yeah, running at you on all fours.
Yeah, dude.
Frothing from the mouth.
Yeah.
You will die. It's like it's two things colliding and it covers your whole body.
Well, here's what I'm doing though. See, the difference is
never been hit. You've never been hit in sports. Neither of you. It's clear.
This is the difference.
It's clear.
When they're running at me, instead of me trying to run full force, I just do this and stop on a dime, and then they go flying past me.
Right. And that'll probably work for all 11 of them.
You got the ball in your hands going.
No, but then at least I'll be at a dead stop when I get tackled.
You don't even understand that you're kindling,
it's not,
dude.
It's not.
Can you hot potato the ball?
You're literally going to look like the slow motion of a bat hitting a ball on the thin part and it shattering. And splintering, yeah, and almost killing somebody. That's what your body is going to look like as soon as terrible Terry Tate spears you.
Can you potato the ball and like give it to someone else and then run away?
You don't want to run away. You want to continue running in that direction.
You don't want to run in that direction. From what I'm hearing, running towards that direction is a good
thing. Here's the thing: I want this. This is, again, this is like activity shit. Is I want us to have a day where like it's like we film our penalty shots. Brendan saying he can stop 10 in a row or whatever, and then we could even just put on. I have friends that definitely still have their high school equipment, so we can put on helmet, shoulder pads, all that shit, and I'll kick it to you, or even just give it to you 20 yards away, and you try to outrun us two fucking idiots.
Oh, that
and all of us, and all of us take turns. No, you won't. No, you won't. And I guarantee I hurt you then too.
No way.
All right,
I'm just not doing this.
Nicole, are you in?
I'm down. I also want to play
Nicole.
Lacrosse,
I worry about because she
lacrosse.
Yeah, I want to shoot
Nicole.
Lacrosse.
I worry about because Nicole knows how to do the sliding tackles from soccer, so she could really mess up my knee or something like that.
But I know how to do.
And then we all have to play. God of War.
You'll get hurt.
You are out of your mind. Dude, it's so funny. I got hurt this past week in basketball. Yeah, and I found out what it is. It's anytime I try to explode my body. Like literally, like anytime I try to push off or go around anybody, I just get injured. 100% of the time. I was like, oh, I'm truly inept. Like all I can do is kind of jog around, make a pass here and there, hopefully like not shoot really, because I'm just bricking everything. And then also I just can't even go by anybody or dribble or do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like a fucking limp dick of a man.
Flip that now. Just that part. Loop it.
Send it to my wife.
This next question comes from Cernostyle. You're able to steal $5 worth of products or services every day without any sort of repercussions. In fact, cashiers even tell you, thanks for not stealing more than $5. What's something you would steal daily? And first thing that comes to my mind.
Coffee.
This little guy
right
here.
That's $5?
A nice coffee? Yeah.
It's like four something.
Yeah.
Really?
Easily.
Yeah.
We'd round up, give him a tip, you know?
Yeah. And I get cold brews every morning.
So you're like, that, which you get every day.
Yeah.
So you're like, $5 times 365, it's a good amount. You
yeah,
know
I started
mean?
To get a large cold brew from Starbucks in the morning.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Man, does it really make me shit.
I get a large cold brew black every morning, and I just fuck.
Tommy and I were just talking about the place that we used to, that the coffee shop we used to go to. They're like, they've changed.
Kinship?
I wasn't going to name them because I'm about to trash them. But they've made their prices so high, and their coffee, the cups are getting smaller and smaller. You know when you go to a bar and you order a pint, and it like they have that big thick glass at the bottom of it. Yeah. So it's really only like 12 ounces, but it's in a, what looks like a 16 ounce, and they're selling it for 16 ounces. That's exactly what coffee shop, especially that place, is doing.
That's where the place like Astoria that was near your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place fucking sucks.
Why?
Because they're the most fucking douche, loser, fucking elitist cunts I've ever met in my entire
life. Yeah, well, it's an elitist place and only people that are elite should be there. So
I see.
You know.
So you have to have a neon flamingo tattoo on your forearm to get in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
or an indecipherable lighthouse.
A lighthouse slash penis.
Yeah,
you need all of these, and you're no. They don't care at Kinship what you look like. It's about like you know. You
it's
just
about not having a bathroom for you to use.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
do have a bathroom.
It's also about
lock didn't work.
It's also now about not participating in human pleasantries.
Yeah.
They were always so very nice to me.
No, they weren't.
That's because Brendan spent
a
quarter of $1 million there.
Yeah.
You said no, so you don't get to change your,
no,
your thought. You don't get to hop on
like
his
Brendan,
shit.
Brendan, the usual black coffee, 43 croissant.
That'll be your rent, please.
There was a while where I was saying croissant. Like,
what?
Yeah, like legitimately. I was like, I want to say it right.
When?
Because we're not saying it right. During the Kinship elitist era.
Yeah.
I was walking, I was going, one croissant.
They would love your
but that's
new
also,
hair.
So were you,
one
were
croissant,
you, please. Were you purposely saying the wrong, because that's not how to say it.
That's how they say it in French.
It isn't.
In French.
No, it's
yes.
Not. They don't go croissant.
Yeah, you go eh, croissant.
No, they say it like a baby.
Croissant.
Croissant.
They don't pronounce the T, croissant. They don't say, they don't go,
croissant.
They don't say what did you say? Like Elmer Fudd?
Saying,
they also they roll. Literally just said that you guys walked.
Oh, sorry. No.
What?
Croissant.
Croissant. Yeah. So that's what I would do. What about you two?
I don't even remember what the
$5 a day.
I think you took the best one, but I guess if we're
all, there's a lot of sediment at the bottom of this.
Yeah, it's so much.
$5.
I'm trying to get it in there though. Yeah, I feel like too. It's extra caffeine.
Filtering it like a baleen whale through my teeth.
A baleen whale? That was unreal.
Do you know what
you.
A baleen whale is?
Of course
is?
I do. Yeah,
like, what's course. A baleen whale?
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah. And, baleen
they filter
whale.
Krill through the fucking
have,
giant membrane.
All those huge teeth.
Yeah, they have
right?
like, but it's not teeth. They're like, it's like a membraney weird thing that just, it's like, it's like filters. So that way when things come through, it just
disgusting.
It like it just filters.
Why? Why you could use one?
Well, I'm picturing one.
Pull up a baleen whale, please.
Can we look at one of these?
Yeah, we're gonna
things?
Look at one. We're gonna look at a baleen whale.
Wow, and, that's really cool.
I always was. I like that whale because of that. Because it doesn't hunt. It literally just moves forward with its mouth open, just catching whatever comes
awesome.
In, and it does pretty well for itself.
Do you know how I know about baleen whales?
What the fuck is that?
Fucking
thing?
Voyage of the Mimi. Did you watch that in
no.
sixth grade?
Sounds
it was
familiar.
It was Ben Affleck's first acting role.
No.
It was like him, a deaf chick, and a grandpa on a boat, like just checking. CT, do you want to see the whales?
Is that the one where he dies?
I mean, show that to sixth graders in class, and you're expecting us not to do that for the rest of our lives?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Come on, man.
It's around the time The Other Sister came out. It was all those types of movies.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you're just peddling stuff for us to make fun of as 12-year-olds.
And it's all like non-disabled people.
Of course,
that
yeah.
are in
it's,
those roles.
It's Juliette Lewis playing retarded because her eyes are close together.
And Giovanni
like, that's the only qualification
she has. And Giovanni Ribisi, too. I
that's
think.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Giovanni Ribisi.
He is
great
a Scientologist.
Actor.
So.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, at this point, why wouldn't you be? It seems like they're just...
They're doing great.
They're doing great. Everyone who is them, you know, is doing great.
Yeah.
Not Leah Remini.
She left.
This next
or
question...
Or Gus Van Sant.
I hate that whale.
Or not him.
You hate that whale?
I hate it. I hate the way it looks.
You don't like the danglers?
No.
You don't like that?
I hate that.
Why?
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Dude, have you ever seen like those fucking the videos though of those whales breaching and the guys like kind of picking barnacles off them, petting them and shit? They're like fucking giant St. Bernards.
It looks like the handle of something, doesn't it? A little bit.
It looks like a cartoon muscle. Like you're eating a muscle.
Now this.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Love that.
These are not teeth.
No, they're not.
POV. These are not teeth.
That's
now,
so sick.
Wow.
Yeah, the comments for that must be a nightmare because they said great giant whale teeth. They're like, actually, this isn't teeth.
That's why
teeth.
They did it.
Yeah, of course. Dude, it's so.
I hate life. Oh, I hate life.
It's. Clip the that ax- too.
Yeah.
It's a
what?
Oh, the intentional, like, get it wrong captain.
Yeah.
So
oh
people,
my God.
Or the intentional not naming the movie. So
yeah,
people say it. Like, suck all of our dicks. Is this what you want, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk? Is this what you want?
Yeah. Engagement.
You fucking loser.
Yeah, you know they're
this
fucking
sucks.
Jerking each other off in a room somewhere going, what do we do? What are we going to do next?
We have to go on our stories. Please like and subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. We're fucking zombies in gray suits going subscribe.
But that's why they're so, that's why all like everybody, it just pays to have debate and it pays to have divisive content where it's like, that's why there's so much of this shit because people will argue in the fucking comments. Even that, dude, there are people that are literally saying, fuck you, I hope you die under who's your favorite Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's like, and just because it's a preference of idiots.
Well,
it's like, who gives a fuck? But that's how you, like, get the dummies.
Right, right. And people, like, commenting on our shit being like, fuck you, like, all the mean shit. And we don't go, oh, that person's hurt. I'm not even gonna. We go, oh, it's helping the algorithm.
Well,
oh,
it's like
the mean things you're saying to us is helping the video. It's like it's sick.
What I hadn't planned on was I posted like a crowd work clip of like this just absolutely drunk woman who is interrupting. She just kept talking to her. Like I'm literally taking a sip of water and she's like, it's so crazy because I was at the mall the other day. Like that's literally how it starts where I'm like, I wasn't even talking to her. And so I was like, okay, let's launch into this. And she's like, starts talking, but she says this whole, you know, the clip is just this whole thing of her being like, I would never let my daughter wear like a half top, like all these little girls that are at the mall now. It's so gross. And I just said, I'm like, she's probably doing anal at this point. Like that's what's for sure happening.
Right.
And what I didn't realize was like, I just thought that was like a fun, it's like a fun clip. It does well in the room.
Everyone's calling you a pedophile.
But no, but people in the, I posted it on Reddit. And I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of comments of what I didn't realize was like the hardcore people. I thought people would be on my side because drunk lady heckling, interrupting the show, but the religious side of being like, that's disgusting that you, the children are dressing up to. And then there's like, you know,
that's
and
right.
All these people are like attacking each other being,
they're
like,
not real people,
but they're
these
like,
people are
they're
not
devout,
real people.
They're like devout, you know, hard people who have like hardcore religious beliefs who don't believe in like sex before marriage, which is fine. But you're like, it's so crazy to also be on Reddit. I mean, whatever, have your values, but it's also weird to be on Reddit and then like be commenting.
Abolish religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Organize.
But it just, it's so funny to see that because then it does do well because people start fighting with one another.
Yeah.
And they're like,
and
that's,
you're just like, yes.
All off of like, yeah, but it's like also this is just loot.
It also makes you sad. Like it doesn't even
right.
The comments about me, about the content don't make me sad. The idea that in order to for us to be successful, you have to kind of divide, that is a bummer. Like I Butterly, I've said it on this show, but like truly changed my life. It, where he's the reason why I started saying like I'm determined to have a good time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have fun. I'm actively seeking fun and not that
bitterness.
It's because that has just infiltrated all of our lives so much that it's become too much for a sensitive pussy like me. So I need to make efforts to not do that. But it's like, it's tough to get rewarded for that because it's not what works.
And I don't even necessarily think that makes you sensitive. I think that makes you a human. If like, if people walked up to you on the street and yelled the YouTube comment at you as a stranger and then kept walking.
Right.
Even if you weren't like, what the fuck's that guy's problem? You'd just be like, especially if they're like target, like Brendan Sagalow, you're not fucking funny. And then you kept walking. You'd be like, what?
That would feel so much worse.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But it's like, but there are other people on the side of that keyboard. You know what I mean?
They're
which are like, what lunatics to be like,
But
let's
that's
not
the thing.
Do they're, fucking it's, podcast algorithm talk for the love of God. Because
I think we're more talking about our feelings than anything else.
Even
worse.
I think we're we're allowed even to do whatever worse the fuck right, we actually. Want.
Next you question. Know,
there's nothing worse than the algorithm of our hearts.
Yeah. You can only... I love this
you
question.
You just were a comment guy for a second. You're doing that is going, oh, they're talking about the algorithm, blah, 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 blah. You just did what I you just, said. You,
no, but it's also quality control.
Yeah, I'm changing. I'm getting all right, off it.
But you're on thin ice.
You owe it.
You see, there'll be people in this episode that are like, thank God they stopped talking about that shit. And
then they're going to fight with each other over whether or not that's good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Blue, blue, blue. You go red, red, red. Yeah. That's all it is.
Love this question from Evan Bunn. You can only eat appetizers for a whole week.
Oh.
What's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Now, if I could live in a world, I'm gonna open a restaurant called Appetizers. And it's just gonna be
appetizers.
It's basically tapas restaurants.
Appetizers. But appetizers, it's appetizers with a prank.
No. Yes, but yes, but also I like
don't
that.
Don't know what I say too much
out of instinct,
right away.
Out of instinct. No!
Jerk.
Well, actually, yes.
Add on to it. Be my friend.
I was going to add on to it. I think appetizers... Actually, what I was going to say sucks. Yours thing's
my thing is appetizers is where I keep coming out with your table to the food and then I don't put it away and I put it on someone else's table. So
every,
I'm constantly
so annoying.
It's a tease. Yeah.
Every order is a misdirect.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 You
yeah.
never so get,
literally
you
get,
never
so
get what you
in.
Want.
Yeah.
It touches the table. I go, oh, wrong table. Sorry.
And they never give you your drink.
You never
drink.
Get it.
You never get your drink.
You get like, it. You get it way after your meal. No, when gotta, you build
yeah. It's a sit down place that you pay to go.
That's the yeah. worst place in the
nothing
world.
Nothing worse.
When you get your fucking drink after, that sucks
dude,
so much.
When like, you're in the middle.
I guess I'll
if it's,
drink this Coke now for no reason.
Say,
dude.
Especially if it's alcohol and it's like you get a margarita after you're done with the sizzling fajitas and then you're like, they're like, here's your drink and did you want anything else? And you're like, I guess just the check. And I'm gonna slam this.
Dude, I've said, I was like, I've wanted to be hammered well before I ate dinner.
Yeah.
Why did you bring me this
it's
now?
Also
maybe
like,
gonna order 10.
As a person,
maybe that's a move because they don't want us to drink more.
It's the exact
at TGI
opposite.
Fridays.
It's the exact opposite. They're leave. That's what frustrates me even more as being a former server is knowing how much money they're leaving on the table. There's like an actual universal formula to it where it's like you go in. You get the drink, you come back, you get the rest of the order, you come back, and it's like appetizers hit within 7 minutes, entrees hit within 20 minutes, and then the second after their first drink, when their entrees come out, you take, it's two bites or 2 minutes, that's it, whatever's first. You see, after 2 minutes after they get their food or two bites into it, you walk over and you try and sell them another drink because that is the time they're most susceptible to getting another
Whoa.
Drink because they have all of this food left. If you wait until they're done, nobody wants another
it's
drink.
Like a
after.
Con man kind of thing. You're like,
it's just sales. It's just basic sales. Yeah.
Yeah. You walk up. Hey, you got a.
You're being
a
con man.
Tie on.
Yeah.
You have a suit and tie with.
I bet you're not even putting alcohol.
Hey,
in
who
those
wants
drinks?
Another drink? You put a briefcase on the table. Click, click.
Yeah.
Anybody want a drink? I'm a salesman. No, you're a waiter.
That is sales, buddy. That's how you get all. The goal is to get every single check at every table as high as possible. So then you get the most tip.
Now, how do you do that? What's
you
your
upsell,
booze?
You upsell them.
Booze
is number
booze.
One. Booze is,
poison them.
Booze is the number one easiest. Number two is upselling them on specials or leading them with being like,
Appies.
If you're like, oh, we're trying to get appetizers. Be like, you got to try this. This is amazing. This is good. So when they say, now let's get back to the question a little bit. Appetizers, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What are you guys doing for appetizers? I love a good like mezze plate. You know what I mean? Like the one that's got like, it's got hummus and baba ganoush and the pita and that kind of a thing. Like they have downstairs.
Sure.
Just right. A mezze plate for like a nice.
For breakfast?
No. I was going to say for like a nice light lunch. You know what I mean? Just have that. Some falafels there. It's like a nice, it's like a good lunch thing. Got to have a clean lunch.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's great. It's nice like, and healthy.
Wait, is this for the rest like of your life or just a week?
1 week. One
it's
week.
It's a snack.
It's a Mediterranean. No, dude. If you order that mezze plate downstairs, I guarantee you can't finish it. It's
I'll fucking
so big.
Eat three.
You will not. If
right
you eat
now.
Three, I'll pay.
Nicole's
for it.
Watched me. Two.
If you eat three, I'll pay for all of them.
Okay.
And now
I'm
I need to think if you don't.
Yeah. No, that's it.
I'm going to say.
Like, looks like I'm eating.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of really good answers for this.
Stop stalling.
Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket is amazing. It's hard to have for lunch, dinner, or breakfast, though.
Was that your
nachos.
Breakfast?
Nachos is
nachos
great.
Nachos right. was my first answer.
Now we're like waffle bites a fucking appetizer. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Really anything. Oreos.
If it's been on an appetizer menu. No. It's got to be on an appetizer.
I bet you there's been appetizers.
Oreos?
Yes.
Just Oreos on a plate. in a circle?
Maybe.
Do you know what I've had actually that is really good? And but this is maybe. This is kind of cheating. But I've had little breakfast burrito taquitos.
Oh.
Which are really good.
Breakfast burrito is not bad, but yeah, but you'd have to have it in, or like the deep fried Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, but that's
right.
Like,
that's too heavy. That's so starting your day off like Brendan.
Yeah, with Oreos.
Let's start your day off with no hope.
Wait, what did you say?
What?
What was the food?
Listen next time.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
At your own thoughts?
No. Well, yeah, technically, yeah. I was laughing as a listener of what just had happened with the whole Oreo thing. So I didn't listen to a word you said.
Oh, what about like a nice light, like sort of like a fit, like oysters? You know what I mean? That's a great.
Ew, every morning?
What, do you want to wake up with a rock and bone?
Yeah, with the sea. Dude, you wake up, you have chuck a couple oysters.
Yeah,
every Monday,
seafood platter?
Lay it to the
white. Seafood platter, you turn again. Lobster and crab and all that. Oysters.
Cold bar. That's lunch. Cold bar is lunch. That's every time I'm in Newport, Rhode Island, I'm a cold bar gal. I'll spend $75 for an all-you-can-eat cold bar.
And my breakfast will be the mezze plate. The lunch will be...
The mezze plate needs to fucking mezze be mentioned again.
I'll tell you what, whatever I put on my plate, it's going to end up mezze. I'm going to mess it up.
Thanks for jumping on the grenade.
Dude, you know what that was?
You're a good friend.
That's the viral video that just came out of the hockey fight. And then there's one guy just by himself swinging at nothing. That was all three of us at once.
Mezze.
I thought someone was going to be like, you should tell it to go to Miami and Messi out of here. You know, like the Florida soccer player.
You did it yourself.
That was actually pretty good.
Three in a row. Go for one more. Nicole?
I'm definitely not doing that.
Oh,
also, for breakfast, you're forgetting about, like, not my favorite, but, like, deviled eggs or something.
Eggs suck.
No, not as a breakfast.
Eggs for breakfast?
No,
you never
do that. Never eggs. Deviled eggs for
if you have
I
any,
love a deviled egg. And Nicole, I appreciate your input as a woman and as a free thinker. What?
Dinner appetizer.
Hold on. So what was lunch? Mezze?
No, the fish. No,
what's breakfast?
Mezze. And then the lunch is...
Yours is mezze.
Right.
Yeah, yours is mezze.
This whole thing is mezze.
Mezzephilioma.
Okay, for breakfast.
You didn't like that
not
either?
Not that much.
For why?
Breakfast? That much.
Waffle.
Well,
bun.
I was gonna, made until, sense. Until he chortled.
I don't know. Made me laugh. For breakfast, waffle bites.
Okay. Jumping on mine.
Yeah, that's good, because I didn't have a breakfast one.
Right.
For lunch, pigs in the blanket.
Okay. Yeah. You are dying within that week.
Yeah. All right, so far you're
at... You need to have like 20 of them.
Hold on. So far, Brendan's at 5,500 calories. Go ahead. What's your dinner?
A giant pretzel deep
milkshake.
Fried?
Yeah. In little cups.
Little cup milkshake. Yeah, Wendy's frozen thing.
Wings.
Wings is good.
Not bad.
Nachos.
I mean, here's the thing. It could be a rotating thing, obviously. You don't have to have the same appetizer every single day for
exactly
a week,
I think that was exactly the
right?
question. Yeah, that was exactly it.
You have to have the same?
Yeah.
No, I figure it's just appetizers. Like, just appetizers, if you just choose from appetizers,
you know,
as a
I
world.
Oh, so you can have a different dinner.
You know, yeah.
I also love that gambas a ajo, the garlic with the shrimp with like that... like bubbling oil.
I'll take some ceviche up my ass all day.
Ceviche isn't bad, but it's very small. You have to eat a
good
lot of ceviche.
Yeah,
to
but it's
full.
Good for you. You're shreddo like fucking Castaway.
Oh.
I like ceviche. Cooks in its own lime juice. Did you know that?
I don't even know what ceviche is.
Ceviche is raw
honest.
Fish that they put in essentially a container with lime juice. And when it sits in the lime, the acidity of the lime actually cooks the fish. Yeah. You got to stop unplugging it.
I didn't unplug it. It just keeps going out.
It's doing you a favor.
I'm not even touching it.
Aren't you?
Whoa, is what I said.
Oh, thank God we caught that.
Thanks, Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going whoa to all these 5-star reviews.
Oh,
that we
wow.
Everywhere that you can. While you can. And come see us live in September at the Algonquin Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey on September 16th. Buy tickets to that now, please. And see the three of us do half stand-up, half live pod. It's going to be great. If you don't live in Jersey, we understand. Well, we don't blame you. In fact, we commend you for not doing that. But you got to know somebody who lives in Jersey.
Somebody. Everybody
and if that's
somebody.
The case... you go ahead, you tell them, and then come see us when we're on our individual road things.
Like, right.
Like
Rhode Island, August 24th, Comedy Connection. Then Seattle at the Hereafter. Then Las Vegas for Skankfest.
Look at that. I'll be in Uncasville. Brendan's coming.
I'm coming with him.
Comics Mohegan Sun Roadhouse. And more dates at MikeCannonComedy.com. Cool stuff coming up. Stay tuned.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com. All I would love for you to do is, if you're in Chicago, near Chicago, ever met a person that was said they're from Chicago, buy a ticket. October 7th, the Den Theater. I know it's far away. You know, that's not my control of when tickets go on sale for things. But I haven't even announced it yet on social media. So I am trying to give, like, the podcast, you know, listeners, I want them to go out, get it early, and then tell some friends, bring some friends. It's going to be great. Two shows. So a lot of tickets to move.
Come out.
God, please, if you come out to any show ever in Chicago, this is the one. And MikeFeeneyComedy.com for tickets. Nicole, where are you going to be? Where do people
Nicole C. Lyons on Instagram.
That's where she's.
And subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Six sack socks. This is
bullshit. No, it's not. It's you.
You keep touching it.
I wasn't even touching it before, and it went out. You'll see.
Because you touched it before.
I was on it. You'll see. I guarantee you episode. Touched. It didn't cut out.
Yeah, me too.
Look at this.
Oh, but then you're touching that, and that's when it cut out.
I'm not touching it at all.
Tighten it, dude. All right, now, while Brendan, Titantron.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Now, let's move into the next question here.
Get off your phone.
This comes from...
You just posted.
So?
On your phone.
You guys, come on.
All right.
Here's the scenario. Gordon Ramsay saw.
Gordon?
You are all entered into a cooking competition where only one winner survives and the others are dropped into a giant meat grinder. You have to cook your best dish that you already know how to make. Nicole is the guest judge / executioner. So let's pitch our plates and Nicole will decide who's getting thrown in the meat grinder.
Do we get to know what Nicole likes?
No, you have to currently... Well, it's all currently what you know how to cook. You're not learning how to cook something. You have to... What you currently... The skills you currently have available, what dish can you make that you think will outshine our dishes?
I'm making I'm making some pork chops. Making a couple pork chops.
How are you making it? Walk us through the thing. What do you got? Like, are they broiled? Are they pan fried? Are they in a barbecue?
Pan fried.
Mm-hmm.
Not fried. Cooked.
Seared.
Oil, butter.
Seared for sure.
Seared
I don't know how
pork
to do
chops. That sounds good.
This is what I do. I already know I'm gonna die. So I'm making mine with love as much as I can. This is what I'm doing. I take my pork chops. I put them in a bowl. I put and I spit in it. Yeah. And I go, how dare you put us in this situation? Protest.
I'm an eater, not a cooker. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know
what you're doing. I mean, yeah, dude, you win. I would make a steak, mashed potatoes, and asparagus.
That's great.
Are you making mashed potatoes or are you doing the instant?
I can make them. Okay. Yeah, no, I made them. I actually made them for the Seven Fishes dinner at my Wop Fam's house.
Nice.
Yeah. Wop Fam.
What seasoning do you use?
Jisms.
Wow.
I don't know. That was Mario's decision.
It
was,
That's the best part, the seasoning. The seasoning is the most fun part of the whole thing.
Seasoning
you get
with
to
steak,
create
just want,
the flavor.
Just want some salt, that, you, some
have
salt
you
and
ever,
pepper.
Have you ever pummeled
but that's okay.
potatoes? Also, that's not the most fun part.
It is the
smashing
most fun part.
Smashing and mashing potatoes.
No, smashing and mashing potatoes is fun.
Butter and milk. Salt.
For a while.
That sounds.
And then you're
like
this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore.
That's all you need. Buttermilk, yeah. Salt, and a little.
Sounds like you're plunging into a wet gush.
Feeny can't wait to say his answer.
I'm done. No, I've. You're both.
So
with your meat, I'm making sausage. with your meat grinders.
All right, I'll do surf and turf. Lobster. Lobster
I'm
steak.
Getting us Popeyes.
Yeah. Brendan will wait online in the Queens Boulevard drive-thru.
Yeah, that will be my answer. I'm getting us Popeyes. So let's see who's the answer. I mean, the winner here.
Yeah. I will make a chicken piccata. Which
I
want to
shoot a harpoon directly through your chest.
It's chicken. It's chicken.
You are Salt Bae. That's who you are.
How so? What do you know about him besides literally
gay.
The Instagram?
You're gay.
You're gay. You're gay.
No, you're gay. You're gay.
Quick,
that's
kiss.
Fine with me.
So,
yeah. Okay, so you're making your chicken piccata with a little bit of...
with a little piccata. Little apricot.
Chicken percussion, so it's just chicken in a drum.
I want to make the chicken have a little bit of a snap and a crackle. You know, when you really...
Crackle? Pop?
Bite into it, it's going to have a pop. It's going to be... It's really going to sit...
It's just a bowl of
Rice
Krispies.
It's going to sit on the right side of your tongue while the other flowing juices are in the blah, blah. Just like when I was in Tuscany for the...
That's... God, I wish you had more words.
Yeah.
That's you, dude.
If you had more words at your disposal, you would be better at everything.
I know.
Yeah.
Buy me a book.
Pretend it's a rap.
Buy me a book.
Well, you want me to know more words? Buy me a book.
Fair enough, and I will. I 100% your next gift is a book. So you just sunk
that,
yourself.
Dude. I'm getting you socks then. Next
good.
Time.
Good.
Yeah, so Nicole, what are you
choosing?
Well, I feel like the plot line got lost there because it's supposed to be what your like specialty, what you're best at cooking.
Yeah.
No matter what it is. So not considering what I would like, you can't get Popeyes.
I didn't consider what you
can
like
I use can I use an air fryer?
Sure. Of course.
All right, then I'm putting wings in an air fryer and I'm seasoning them with paprika and garlic powder. And salt, pepper, and some other, and Italian seasoning. No, not hot sauce. You can put on hot sauce if you want. It'll come with hot sauce.
Do you make this a lot?
Yeah, I do make that a lot in the air fryer.
You make Italian dressing wings?
Not Italian seasoning, you fucking cunt.
Ugh.
Italian seasoning.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted an Italian combo in the form of a drumstick.
Have you never had that before?
No, you stupid idiot.
No, there are Italian that sprinkle that on there.
I put Italian seasoning on everything.
Really?
Yeah, we know. You sprinkle it on your jokes that don't work.
Now listen, you're gonna like it. It's fucking hilarious.
That's great.
Yeah. So Brendan's gonna make the wings. So Nicole, you got wings. You got, what did you say, surf and turf?
Yeah, surf and turf. Lobster, steak, mashed potatoes, and asparagus.
Chicken piccata, rice.
That is far and away the best dish I know how to make.
Yeah.
And that's a great dish, I think. It's just basic.
Some veggies.
I like it.
How long does that take you to make, Cannon?
4 hours.
No.
You have 24 hours to...
I could definitely make it in under an hour. I'm wondering if 40 is bullshit. Probably
prep,
50.
Prep is the longest part.
Yeah, the longest part is the actual masturbatory motion of smashing and bashing the potatoes. But I do it with such fury that it ends quick.
And timing, like that's the hardest part about cooking is timing when everything's going to be done.
Maybe an hour.
You know what I mean?
Also, an hour.
Like trying to time when the side dishes, yeah. When to start those so that they're not ice cold by the time. That's like the hard part is the math part of that.
Well, the last part is definitely the fucking the lobster because that. Well, actually, the preparation of the potatoes might take a lot.
You take the mashed potato prep, but then you, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can just kind of heat up. That's not too bad. No, what's the other side? Would you say veggie or something?
Asparagus. That's not too bad.
That could take like an hour. So it depends if you're
roasting. To grill asparagus?
Well, if you're roasting them in the oven, you do it nice and slow. They come out really good. A little char on them.
Yeah, I like char.
What are your sides, Bourdain?
I've never seen somebody. Brennan's always been like this. He's, for a guy who, I mean, has a huge food. He has a very defensive, insecure aspect to not knowing anything about food.
Well, no, it's not that at all.
No, he thinks food is his little secret. Like, nobody else knows or should be privy to how delicious food is.
And no, how delicious food can be. I mean, it's crazy. If you tried more things, you'd be unbelievable.
No, I just think it's funny to make fun of you. That's all.
I don't know. Even in Detroit, it was that way too.
Yeah, because it was funny.
Was getting so immediately.
I wasn't really
being
getting
like,
met.
We need you to listen
and sound off.
No, every time. All right.
What a great.
Get off your phone.
Nice. He got you there, dude.
Right. What are you looking at? A GIF?
No, Nicole. Just SOS. But go ahead.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay. So what are you eating? And by the way, my sides.
Oh right.
Because what are your sides?
I've been doing a long grain and wild rice with some of the piccata juice sprinkled over. By the way, if you've had chicken piccata before, Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Great. So you
Italian
know it's
family.
It's got, yes, of course. So you're familiar with the lemony, beautiful aspect of it. And then I'll do some roasted veggies with it as well.
You know what I want to know my sides? Mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts.
Instant, or are you melting the cheese?
He's buying it from the Popeyes.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's whatever they had available.
No, I'm getting, I'm making the pasta myself.
Wow.
I'm melting the cheese myself.
You know how to make pasta.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, buy a box of pasta and heat it up. Make pasta.
I mean, if
flour,
I have bread and flour and egg
bread.
And yeast.
Yeah, you can throw some flour on a slice of bread and then make pasta. It's good. Just give it a light dusting and out comes the fucking.
I'm not making the chicken either. I'm not cutting a chicken's head off.
Oh, I got confused when you said I'm making the pasta.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
You're cooking.
Dish. I'm preparing the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're pouring the box.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Mine's the one with the dinosaur on it.
Yeah, it'll be letters.
I'm orange,
spaceman.
The orange dinosaur.
I'm Chef Boyardee over here.
And I'm not lying about this. I will say the shapes of Kraft macaroni and cheese, that it has a different taste than the regular mac and cheese. It tastes
100%.
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
A little. Sometimes you get the one that looks like a little wheel, like a bicycle wheel, and you're like,
the cheese gets caught in the spokes.
I guess so. That's so good.
Yeah.
Nicole, who's getting kicked into the fiery abyss?
I do have my answer on lock, but I wanted to ask you first. Have you ever made a meal or baked something to impress a lady?
Oh.
Or done like a date at home?
For sure. I mean, that's how you start cooking, really, is like, you know, one's preparing a giant meal for just one most of the time. Because it's even every recipe is like, everything is like serves two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the reason why those like all those nutrition meal plan things got popular is because they're just lonely people being like, I just want to cook for fun. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but
I've never done it as like a date, like someone's coming over, let me cook for
them. Sure,
like,
you have. You've told us about that.
You live with your girlfriend and do it all the time.
You play made tacos, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I have done that. But that was like with girlfriends. Like it wasn't like, hey, you know, second date, third date, come over. I'm going to cook you some food kind of shit. Like it wasn't me impressing them that I know how to cook food. It's the girls. It's the girlfriends going, can you fucking cook for once? You know, like asking me to do it.
I don't even think it's like an impress. Like when I never saw it as, let me show you that I can cook. It's more of like a thing of like, you're showing someone how much you care by how much time you're putting into preparing a meal. That is like,
he doesn't care.
I think that is a part of it though.
That's
like
the
gesture. It's showing how much you care, but it's also being like, look, I'm a fucking man.
I committed.
I can cook for myself.
Yeah. I committed to this much time. I spent this. Yeah. I went out and bought the ingredients. It's thoughtfulness. It's like caring. It's feeding. It's everything.
Yeah. It's also getting these hoes back to your house, if you know what I'm saying.
Is your girlfriend? Are you saying your girlfriend
is a hoe?
Yeah. The clearest voice ever.
Hard swallow.
Yeah. Nicole?
Well, yeah, the reason I asked that is because I had a visceral memory during this of in high school, I made cupcakes for someone to ask them to a dance. It was one of the dances where it's like the girls ask the guys.
Yeah. Sadie Hawkins.
Yes, and he put them in his locker and did not eat them.
Oh.
And we were like sort of a thing, but not dating. So I knew his locker combo and I just would go in and eat them throughout.
Oh my God. That's so great.
He like didn't, I think his like parents didn't like me or something. So he couldn't like publicly go with me to this dance, or maybe he just didn't like me, period.
That's a great excuse. Oh, sorry, my parents.
So like,
I've never met your parents. Like
parents you, are yeah. fucking idiots, dude. They'll blame anybody in your orbit before yeah. they blame their stupid kid for yeah. making stupid decisions.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So Nicole?
Feeny, obviously. We can just move on. I mean, we could have just decided at the beginning.
Italian food. Yeah, we did. You said you had actually said that. You said
you don't like chicken and mac and cheese.
I didn't even realize I played to Nicole's Italian family, too, by making an yeah. Italian dish.
Well, it's not even that. I just, like, steak is probably my favorite food, but I just feel most confident in Feeny's, like, food pompousness.
That's okay. Thanks, you don't think I could cook, though?
Gun to your head?
Yeah, I think you could, but I can't, like, physically picture you cooking.
I'd trust you better with a grill than an oven, for sure. I think you could kill
I do.
A grill.
I do most of my work on an oven, though.
Yeah, I know, but a lot of that.
You're writing your.
Every time he puts the paper down, it's, ah, I can turn off my, the burner.
It's my German side, you see. But
if you could trade jobs with someone for a day, whose day would you want to experience?
And do you become them? Like, if I became the president, would I be like, hey, no, I'm fucking Joe Biden. My cock.
No, I think if you're, I think you just get to be like, oh, this is the president. Like, I think like,
you're the version.
Like, if I
that.
Joined the Yankees.
For fun's sake, you can do that.
You can do the, hey, I'm say, Joe that's Biden, what I would do.
If I joined the Yankees, I wouldn't get like Yankee baseball ability. I would just be me in a Yankee uniform, just getting struck out and like getting scared when the ball went right by me. But I would be on the Yankees for a day. Like,
how long?
That's cool.
How long? Sorry, I'm just stuck on this. But how long do you think if you like were faced with Joe Biden's soft dick, how long do you think you could pull it down before it stopped?
I don't think very far. I think
you don't think so. You don't think it's like hot mozzarella,
well,
like just
reacting?
An old. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to get very far because the minute you touch his balls, he'd probably smack you and be like, yo, don't, he's like, don't touch this. I can't,
you know. You originally were going with a yo dog?
Yeah, yeah. Yo dog, that ain't cool, man. Joe? This is how I really talk shit.
So you're taking the fun of my question and adding in the reality of him reacting to us actually touching his dick.
Yes.
But also putting the in non-reality of his act, of his voice.
Got it.
That is
yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's a fun.
I know how to paint a picture.
You yes ended while shooting his idea yeah, down. You're totally. Like, you're like, that sucks. Yeah. But what if in
second
this
time this episode, as a matter of fact, no, here's mine. That kind of sounds like yours.
But I didn't even say that one the first time. I was like, actually, yours is better. Which I gave you credit for.
Thanks, bud.
So
bud.
What would you guys do? Who would you change for a day? Of a, like, would be like a fun joke? Because you want to be like, obviously, yes. Like, I think like being a Yankee for a day would be fucking amazing. But again,
it would also
I am
be hard.
I was gonna say, I, so and, hard. And I'm such. I just really what I want is just that run out of the dugout when they
yeah,
all
yeah.
kinda, and like feet like standing in center field, just hearing the roll call and like
you don't even want to play.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The pressure of making a play. Imagine you were actually in a professional's body, so you technically have all the tools at your disposal of making the plays, but you lack the brains, the experience,
I don't want
and everything.
I don't want to be just that much of like a. Like, because then after the first time you come up to about anything, they're like, ugh. It's like same if you did basketball. Anytime someone passed it to you, they're like, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
That's
like,
what they do.
It's like a make-a-wish thing. Do-do. but I don't know. I don't think it would be an athlete. I think I'd have to do something else. I'm trying to think of what else. What would you do?
I think professional porn star.
Would you?
But it's just you, though. You don't have the porn star dick or stamina.
That's fine.
Let me ask. So, because I, regardless of dick size or whatever, but I am curious, like, do you think you could do that job? Because it is a lot, it is a lot more technical and like choreographed than you might think. Like, you are fucking and you do have room to riff with your fucking.
Right.
But you do have people like watching you in a technical way and being like, Brendan, take your leg over here and put that on her side. And no, we can't see. Please move your hand over here. And it's like, so they're directing you.
Yeah.
Truly directing you while you have to stay hard and you're also fucking this person.
Well,
and everyone, there's like eight people with cameras and a boom mic.
Sure. If the director wasn't a good director, like if when he was telling me to do all that stuff, or she was telling me to do all that stuff, if they were kind of like, no, don't do it like that. Do it like this. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't, like, supportive.
If you wanted positive reinforcement.
If it's positive reinforcement, I can definitely do that. And then there's kind of a thing of being like, you know, if it's like, oh, I can't stay hard right now. That's just what happens. There's no shame there. It goes, that's just what happens. Let me go over here.
Get the Tabasco sauce finger in the back.
Have you ever watched, or has anybody ever walked in on you fucking?
No.
Okay.
I've been walked in on jerking off a couple times, though.
Did you keep going?
No, I came immediately. No, it's the one of the worst feelings. But it's like, obviously, that's not the same.
No, it's not the same, but it is people in the room. And it is
if we're all there, if they're all industry people and they know what they're doing.
If a stranger, I don't care. Let me ask you this. So you're in the middle of sex, right? You're in a groove and you're doing your thing. You're nowhere near coming and you feel good. You feel powerful.
Yeah.
If somebody that you've never met before, doesn't have to be hot, there's nothing sexual about it. Blank slate human. Right. They walk in and they're like, oh, this is my friend's house. I'm sorry about that. And you're just like, hey, no problem, buddy. Like, do you think you could like try to direct that person to another room while you stay inside of the person?
No,
fuck
of course
them.
Not. No. That's what there's other people on set to do. I'm literally an actor.
No.
I'm talent.
This is not set. This is you being in a room having sex and somebody walking in non-threatening.
Oh.
And I'm asking if you have the concentration to have a conversation with that person while also fucking. Because I think if I've put myself in the position of porn actors well enough, I think that a fair amount of that skill set probably comes into play with porn. A lot of multitasking, a lot of like trying to keep dick focus while being aware of a lot of other shit.
Right. Well, is there like the pressure of like, come on, we got to get out of here. We got to film this. Or is there like,
no, I'm just asking, could you stay in and without embarrassment, without whatever, could you just be like, oh no, dude, I'm sorry. That's actually Rob's room. You're going to have to
distracting.
I think I could do it. It would be like, oh fuck. Even if I got soft, I'd have to be like, all right, well, that's just all a part of it. I think that's the good mindset of like, this is normal for everyone else. Okay. So be normal, be fucking. If someone's like, hey, where's the thing? The answer, if no one else is answering. It's even cooler if you're doing that. Like, you're fucking somebody and then you're like, up there.
You know what I'd like to be for a day, actually, now that I thought about this? And I was going to say Daniel Day-Lewis, but now I'm thinking Derek Jeter would be awesome because I don't have to play.
Yeah.
I just get his fame walking around and you're a fucking hero. All you get for a whole day is like, dude, oh my God. Oh,
you're like, let me
buy you anything. Like, you're just for a full day of like overwhelmingly positive. Even you see a Red Sox guy in a hat walk by and he's like, God, I hated you, but I respect it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody gives you props. You're like, that would be awesome.
Like Brad Pitt or Leo movie premiere day would be really fun.
The problem with that is you get like the screaming, you get like the like attacking, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Where it's almost like you can't be in public.
I would like to, and again, this is probably like what we're looking at in terms of future, though, is like, I would like to be able to drop into that experience. Like, I wish there was a database of, you know, they mapped all of our, I wish, and I also don't, this is a nightmare, but I wish they mapped all of our brains, all of our memories, what we've seen, what we've experienced, and can somehow artificially insert us into even other people's memories and live through their perspective. Whoa. As if it was us.
Yeah.
So if we want to be Brad Pitt at a fucking premiere, we can be Brad Pitt at a premiere. If we want to be swamp people hunting fucking gators or whatever, we can do that shit.
Live that
That's
life.
A Black that Mirror episode.
That would be very cool. Is it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, they cool. did that. They had like chips or something in there. Oh, everybody had like a chip in the back of their head.
I literally got it from fucking Wild Wild West when they mapped the guy's memory. They're like, and we can rewind his eyes and then project the last thing he saw.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Cool.
Yeah, Westworld is cool. too is kind of a version of that as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show, everybody. Thank you very much for watching, for listening.
That went by. I had so much fun.
That was good. Good,
yeah.
good time.
Fun app.
Fun times.
Nicole,
did you have fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
Will you eat my fucking steak?
Uh-oh. Wow. I didn't think that was... Thank God. I didn't know where that was going.
Nicole, would the answer have changed if I could bring Popeyes?
I don't think so. It's all about the technique. I did like you said that you were going to make it with love, though.
Okay. That's the episode. Have a good one. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.